Thursday review after Liverpool 1, Manchester United 2. It's going to be a horrible one. And I'm Neil and Sean. Neil, we'll get into the lineups and the approaches. I mean, we can look at Liverpool, we can look at Manchester United. Liverpool are unchanged from Chelsea, which might be slightly surprising. But it's worth noting that it is just the starting 11 and there is two more games over these next 7 days. United, they go with a bit more experience, you'd say. Maguire, Casemiro and Mount over the likes of Sesko, Ugarte, Yoro, which they've done. Arneslot talks about that again. But Arneslot can talk about teams changing things for Liverpool and, you know, being surprised tactically by a managerial setup. But ultimately, what won't help Arneslot or Liverpool is going into a game and within 2 minutes of that game being 1-0 down against one of your hardest rivals in terms of people who will dig in, will concentrate, and will just want to beat you.
Yeah, it's a hard game to talk about in that sort of idea of approaches because of what happens that early. If you go, you know, the whole game changes if you go 1-0 down in the first 2 minutes, so you don't quite get to see it bed down into the pattern that managers might want. That said, you know, there is a few interesting things in there. It is interesting he starts with Maguire. And you wonder why, you know, I wonder, is it, for instance, familiarity with the fixture? That could well be part of it. Is it that he feels as though his international break well, really well, and wants to sort of use him? Is it in part threat from set pieces because he feels as though Liverpool's got a weakness and that ends up paying off for him and going from there? But I think the other really interesting marker from a United point of view is Ahmad. Ahmad, the selection of Ahmad was always going to tell us whether or not he fancied he could have a go. And he clearly does, which I think is not an alarm bell for Liverpool. If anything, I'd argue it's Liverpool's, first and foremost, it almost proves to be Liverpool's best way home first half. You see Gakpo get through when he hits the post. It's because he's getting through and taking advantage of Ahmad's weaknesses. And I don't think Liverpool do anywhere near enough